like for Brother David to come, Brother Gad, Brother Day, and Brother Mike, Brother Sunday, I want all of you to come and stand with me here in the front. Heavenly Father, bless us this morning. Even as we pray these prayers, very serious prayers, to rededicate ourselves, to snatch ourselves, as it were, from the mouth of the lion, to take ourselves back from the ones that we have been handed over to, and to begin a new lease of life. Bless that which we do this morning, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I don't know about you, but this prayer that we are going to pray this morning will probably take about 20 minutes. The way you take it is the way it will affect your life. Sometimes what God uses to turn your story from sadness to joy, from failure to success, is not something very big, something that looks very small and very insignificant. But if you will take it seriously, it will do a lot of good in your life. The Lord spoke to me not to do this prayer alone, but to have these men standing behind me. And already I feel a double dose of anointing here this morning. And so everything that these men will radiate to you in the audience as we pray these prayers, it shall be fulfilled in your life in Jesus' name. Turn your Bibles with me to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. I'm going to read just that one scripture. And we'll go into the prayer. I hope you have your Bible with you. And I hope you have your bottle of oil with you also. Galatians chapter 3, verse number 13. Shall we all read together, if you will, please? Let's go. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. According to this scripture, are we redeemed or are we not redeemed? We are. Because somebody came, somebody died, and somebody gave his life. So that whatever curse we are under, we can be redeemed from them. Last Sunday I told you that there are two types of evil dedications. I told you of the family dedication, which I call the blanket dedication. That is the one that covers members of a family, present and future. And then I told you about the individual dedication, which is done when a person is born. I have talked extensively about evil dedication last week, and I do not want to repeat myself today. But what amazes me is that all week long, what I kept getting is a confirmation of what I spoke to you about last Sunday. I told those who were here on Wednesday, I got an email from South Africa on Monday morning, from a man who didn't know what we discussed here on Sunday. He became the son of his sister. because his father impregnated his sister. And so it was his sister that he called his mother. And after he was born, he was dedicated to Son Goma. Papa Kunda knows how to pronounce that better. He was literally handed over to witchcraft. And so he ended up marrying his own sister also. And his life had been upside down since that time. Yesterday, I got a strange, very strange text from Africa. And the person signed her name. And I said, I don't know who this person is. So I sent a text back and I said, I know three people that go by this name. Which one of them are you? It turned out to be she was not one of them. And she said, it's me, your cousin. I changed my name. Why? Because the whole family name connected to her husband has been dedicated to Satan. And then I spoke to her just a few minutes before coming to the pulpit this morning. And what she told me shocked me. Her last daughter, just took off one night as they were having night vigil and started talking. The name that she bears is not the name the mother named her, nor the name the father named her. It was brought from the village, because that's the culture where she came from. You don't name your children. Somebody names your child for you. Funny enough, the name they gave this child was a good name. And it simply says, Thanksgiving is mine. That's the name, Thanksgiving is mine. Unfortunately, the person that brought that name did not mean it that way. They went and did a ritual against this little child, and the ritual worked. Sold her destiny. Messed up her future. And so they said, because the ritual worked against this child, Thanksgiving is ours. So they brought the name. They said, the name of this child is Thanksgiving is mine. And every time they call her by her name, her life becomes more entrenched in evil. But I thank God for deliverance. Whatever is troubling your life this afternoon, the power of God will reverse it for you. Then she told me, my second child too, the same thing. They brought a name from the village. And they said, his name will be Father Has Come. Named after the father that died. And this young boy's life totally, completely messed up. He was taken after the father that died. I had the privilege of talking to him and talking to her and talking to their mother just before coming here, and I prayed with them. We live in a polluted world. Many of the things that you and I are struggling with, we cannot explain. So this morning, we want to pray a long prayer. Long prayer. And after that, we'll use the oil that you have, and we'll use the Bible that you have. And whatever you've been dedicated to, whatever your family line has been dedicated to, your name shall be removed from that list. I told you last Sunday that many times it's even the church that you go to. Wherever you and whenever you go to a church where they use anything other than the Bible, and they add something else other than the Bible, in the way you dress, and the footwear you wear or you don't wear, the messing up your life. And many of you children were born in such an environment. And that is why we've called this assembly this morning, and I'm glad you came. And I pray that the prayer we are going to pray, your head will not reject it. Your star will not reject it. The powers that are fighting you will not block the answer from you. In the name of Jesus. If you pray this prayer, it will work. And I expect to see changes in your life beginning this very hour. In the name of Jesus. With your heads bowed and your focus on God, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father, say, I thank you because the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. As I go into prayer, I pray right now that you will manifest your presence in my life. I declare that Jesus is Lord over my life, my spirit, my soul, and my body. I am sanctified by the blood of Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am justified by the blood of Jesus. I have the life of God inside me. Today, every word that I pray will please God and glorify His name. These same words shall wreak destruction and havoc in the camp of the enemy in my life. In the name of Jesus. Say, I decree and I declare civil war among demons, spirits, personalities, and powers set up to oppose these prayers. I break their backbone by the power in the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost begin to burn. Even as I invite the Holy Spirit and hand over my battles to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I pray that you will release legions of warrior angels to assist me in this battle. Let your angelic host bind and restrain every demonic resistance. Let them intimidate and weaken every satanic opposition. Say, Lord, I pray that you will dispatch special angels of battle to evacuate stubborn spirits and their agents to the land of the wicked for mass destruction by divine earthquake, thunder, brimstone, and fire in the name of Jesus. I shall possess my possessions. Let legions of angels of restoration go forth into the land of the living and into the land of the dead and recover every blessing that I have lost in the past. In the name of Jesus. Say, today, let the angels of favor be released to favor me. In the name of Jesus. Let the angels of prosperity be dispatched to bring prosperity and abundance to me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. As I rededicate myself to the Lord Jesus Christ, in accordance with Leviticus 26, I do now confess the sins of my ancestors that led them into evil dedication in the first place. The sin of idolatry, witchcraft, occultism, lust, adultery, divorce, perversion, rebellion, stubbornness, and wicked heart of unbelief. Say, I claim forgiveness according to the provisions in 1 John 1:9, and I break the curses, I lift the curses and the iniquities from my descendants and from me. Say, I command all spirits connected with these curses to leave me and my family and go wherever Jesus will send them. Say, Father, say, I thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus to set free and to deliver from any form of bondage. I confess every sin of idolatry of my ancestors, and I ask for forgiveness and cleansing by the blood of Jesus. Let the power in the blood of Jesus separate me from the sins of my ancestors. I break and loose myself from every inherited evil covenant and inherited curse in the name of Jesus. I pray for forgiveness for the sins of my father, of that bloodline, for all generations back. And I ask you to wash me clean right now by the blood of the Lamb. I pray forgiveness for the sins of my mother, of that bloodline, for all generations back. I ask you to wash me, to clean me by the blood of the Lamb. I receive your forgiveness, and I believe that by your blood I am cleansed from the sins of all my generational bloodlines. I take authority that I have in my blood covenant with Jesus Christ, and I break all generational curses on my father's side, all generations back. I break them now by the blood of the Lamb. I take the same authority and break all generational curses on my mother's side, all generations back. I break them now by the blood of the Lamb, with the same authority that I have under the covenant of salvation in Jesus Christ. I break any spoken curses on my family bloodline. I also break the power of all seals of silence and all vows of secrecy. Be released, be opened, be revealed in the name of Jesus. I take the same authority in the name and in the blood of Jesus Christ, and I break all covenants and all contracts to Satan, including blood covenant contracts. I also break any attachment to family superstitions, family dedications, family idolatries, ungodly beliefs in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your word says, cursed is he that hangs on the tree. You took my curses and you took my sins so that I can have life more abundantly. I praise you for it. I receive by faith now. I receive by faith that right now, all generational sins, all generational curses are broken by the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. I ask you that you forgive me also for the things I have put my hands into during my seasons of ignorance. I ask that the blood of Jesus will cleanse me completely from the side effects of such evil involvements. I ask that you send your fire to the foundation of my life and consume every evil foundation built upon evil dedication in my family line or on me personally. In the name of Jesus, I renounce, I break, and I loose myself and all my descendants from everything that I've inherited. Demonic holds, psychic powers, bondage, bonds of physical illness or mental illness or curses which may be upon my family line as a result of evil dedication, I break the power of all transgressions, iniquities, occultic or psychic involvements of myself, my parents, my ancestors. In the name of Jesus, I now renounce and I break and I loose myself and my descendants from all evil dedications connected to me and my family line. Let all curses, charms, vexes, spells, jinxes, psychic powers, bewitchments, witchcrafts, or sorcery which may be upon me or my family line as a result of evil dedication be destroyed by fire. 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 Right now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Say, I renounce all spirits that are connected to such dedications to be destroyed by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree that every evil dedication will lose its hold over my life and be removed out of my foundation. In the name of Jesus, come on, say, I renounce and I lose myself from any evil dedication placed upon my life, and I command all demons that are connected with the dedication to leave me now. I said, leave me now. I said, in the name of Jesus, leave me now. Say, I break every evil edict and ordination in the name of Jesus. I take authority over all the curses that are connected to all evil dedications, and I command them, break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. Whatever promises, whatever vows, whatever covenants I and my ancestors have made in the cross of evil dedications, be canceled, be canceled, be canceled by the power in the blood of Jesus. We are my family, and I have ignored the terms of evil dedications. I decree that all resulting curses coming from such broken dedications be nullified in the name of Jesus. I command all demons connected with any broken, evil, parental vow and dedication, depart from me now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every satanic prayer, every satanic incantation upon my life, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every evil pronouncement fastened in the kingdom of darkness, every evil pronouncement fastened in the kingdom of darkness to control, to manipulate my destiny, I cancel you by fire. Come on, say it. I cancel you by fire. Say it one more time. I cancel you by fire in the name of Jesus. Whatever mark, visible or invisible, is on me, signifying my dedication to anything or to anyone
other than Jesus Christ. I soak such marks in the blood of Jesus, and I command that your effect against my life be canceled from this day forward in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, say, I now withdraw my names from evil altars. See, in the name of Jesus, I cancel the consequences of any evil local name or nickname attached to my person. I dissociate myself from every name given to me under satanic anointing. Let's say that again. I dissociate myself from every name given to me under satanic anointing. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my Father. Any record and every record of my names in the demonic world, I command them wiped off by the blood of Jesus. Say, I break and I smash in pieces every curse and every evil covenant attached to my names or to any nicknames that I've ever been given. I cancel every influence of family idols attached to any of my names in the name of Jesus. Whoever has touched me since I was born in the process of dedication other than the Lord Jesus Christ, I command your marks upon my life to be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. I cancel every influence of family idols attached to my names in the name of Jesus. I command every familiar and wicked spirit behind my names, get out of my life right now in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft naming, be dissolved from my forehead to my navel in the name of Jesus. Every hidden name, every silent name given to me to destroy my destiny on my naming ceremony or on my dedication day, I nullify you in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, take control of any negative situation that my names have caused in the name of Jesus. Now I command Satan and all his demons to lose my life totally and completely. Father, send your angels, break, cut, sever all fetters, all bands, all chains, all ties, all bonds of whatever sort that the enemy has managed to place upon my life in the course of evil dedication. I bring divine executioner. Come on, come on. I bring divine executioner against every evil personality in my family. Every ancestral strong man, every ancestral strong woman enforcing evil dedications against my life, I hold the blood of Jesus as evidence against you. In the name of Jesus, I hold the blood of Jesus as evidence against you. In the name of Jesus, your dedications are canceled from my life. Every curse from my ancestors transmitted through my bloodline by evil dedication, be broken forever. Be broken forever. Say it again. Be broken forever by the power in the blood of Jesus. All evil messages coded into my life by evil dedication, I command you to be wiped away. I command you to be wiped away. I command you to be wiped away by the blood of Jesus. All satanic limitations programmed into my life by evil dedications, I break you now in the the mighty name of Jesus. I recover. I recover. I recover. Every original plan that God had for my life, that evil dedications have messed up up until now. Say, my Father, restore your original blueprint of my life, your original plan of my life. Restore them in the name of Jesus. Every evil load deposited in my life as a result of evil dedication, be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, let there be a divine spiritual reversal of all the damages inflicted in my life by evil dedications. Hey, any evil blood that has been mixed with my own blood by evil dedications, be separated from me by fire, by force, in the name of Jesus. Any evil word programmed into my life by evil dedications, be canceled by the power in the blood of Jesus. All foundation of poverty, hardship, failure, roadblocks, frustrations, and delays in my life as a result of evil dedications, be uprooted by the power of Jesus Christ. Every evil gate that evil dedication has opened against my life, be closed forever. Come on, say, be closed forever. Say it again, be closed forever. In the name of Jesus. Every evil blood crying against my destiny because of evil dedication, I silence you. I silence you. I silence you by the blood of Jesus. Agents of diseases, agents of sicknesses that my family or personal evil dedication has brought into my life, be arrested right now. Be evacuated right now by the power in the blood of Jesus. I decree that my inner man and my spiritual life be free as from today, from the power of family or personal evil dedication, in the name of Jesus. All contrary winds blowing against my destiny as a result of evil dedication, be confronted and be destroyed by the whirlwind of the Lord Jesus Christ. I decree this in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. I want you to raise your right hand. And I want you to place your left hand on your Bible. Raise your right hand and place your left hand on the Bible. I'm sorry, men of God. This is what we ministers go through. When others are praying, we can't pray. I know you are trying to raise your right hand and put your left hand on your Bible, but it's difficult. Welcome to the club. I want you to raise your right hand and put your left hand on the Bible. Hallelujah. Say, I solidly affirm with God's holy book that I mention your name. From today, I am dedicated to no other personality other than the Godhead. From today, I consciously, I willingly, and I permanently cancel every evil dedication in my life or my family line. Say, I affirm that I consciously and I willingly and I permanently rededicate my life to God the Father, my life to God the Son, my life to God the Holy Spirit. These cancels and nullifies any and every other contrary evil dedications that used to be in force in my life. This also cancels the negative effects of all previous evil dedications. By this affirmation, I believe that from today, I come under a fresh covenant, a fresh anointing with God the Father, with God the Son, with God the Holy Spirit. I mention your name. Henceforth, come under the power, the protection, the provision that dedication to God offers to me. I receive for myself what Jesus received on the day of his dedication. From this day, I mention your name. I shall increase. Say it again. I shall increase. Say it one more time. I shall increase. Say it one more time. I shall increase. I didn't hear you. I shall increase. Say, I shall increase. I shall increase. I shall increase in wisdom, in stature, in knowledge, in favor with God and with man. My life shall never be the same from this day onwards. I make this affirmation on this last day of July as I step into the month of August, the month of new beginnings. Everything in my life shall become new. My struggles shall come to an end. All the wickedness of evil dedication are now swallowed up. I make this affirmation by faith, and I claim the blessings connected to it by faith. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. I didn't hear your amen. 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 Put your hands together and give the Lord a big hand. I wanted to grab your bottle of oil. Open it. These ministers don't want to be left out. I wanted to raise it up. I'm going to ask two of the ministers behind me to bless it. And then I will tell you what to do with it.
Father and our God, in the name of mighty Jesus. Father, we thank you, God of heaven, because this cannot be done without you leading and guiding by your Spirit. Father, all what you have said to be done has been done. And Father, now we are coming before you for mercy. We are coming, O Lord God of heaven, that you yourself, you enter into this oil. That from today on, Father, whatever we use this oil for, we turn to antibiotic of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever we break this oil with, we be broken. Whatever we destroy this oil with, we be destroyed. Whatever we anoint this oil, we be anointed. Whatever we use this oil in the hospital, we answer for us immediately. Father God, Jehovah, because of Jesus, enter into this oil. Turn this oil to the blood of Jesus. Turn this oil to the fire of the Holy Spirit. Turn this oil to supernatural power. That no devils, no witches, no wizard, no also wickedness will be able to stand before. Father, O Lord God of heaven, we just thank you because you have answered. Oil, because we have authority, we command you to obey. As many that we use you to do whatever that they want to use it for, except evil, Father, answer for them. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit. Do so, oil, in Jesus' mighty, mighty name we pray. Your amen is too tiny.
In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, our Lord, we thank you for this day because you're the one that has made it possible. You're the one that has opened the eyes of our bishop. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, hey, you said whatever you have put in our mouth, we should speak it. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, you have put in the mouth of the bishop that we should bring oil. Father, Lord, we have brought this oil, Lord. Father, Lord, the power that turned the water of Marah to sweetness, let it enter this oil in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, the power that made the sun to stand still in the valley of Ajalon, let it enter into this oil in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, the power, Lord, that's in the cross that was read in the desert, Lord, that whoever look unto that cross, Lord, Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, let that power enter into this oil in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, you are our God of all possibility, Lord. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, as your people, they have brought this all unto you. As we have brought this all unto you, Lord. Father, Lord, the power of all possibility, let it enter into this oil in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, we know no other power, Lord. Father, Lord, but you, Lord. But you are the God that have all power within you, Lord. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, was changed the DNA of this oil, Lord. Father, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, that this oil, they will no longer behave like ordinary oil, but they will behave, they will function like the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, every attribute, Lord, Father, Lord, every power, Lord, that is in the blood of Jesus, let it enter into this oil in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus, you said on the cross, it is finished. Yes. Therefore, from this hour on, every evil attached to our lives, to our health, to our finances, to our tomorrows, they are finished in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible said, when it said it was finished, the veil tear into two. Therefore, as we open this oil, we decree that it goes to the heavenlies. Every program and programmer through the sun, through the moon, through the stars, through the waters, through the dust, through anything that pertains to us, be consumed by the fire of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that as this oil goes into our home, anything planted under our pillows, under our beds, they be destroyed in Jesus' name. We decree that this oil, turn to the body of Jesus Christ, go to the north, to the south, to the east, of our town of Bath. Anything dedicated there against us, let this oil go there as blood of Jesus Christ and destroy dedication in Jesus' name. Father, we ask, Lord, that this blood turn to the fire and blood of Jesus Christ combined, that wherever our names are being mentioned for evil, at midnight, at midday, at the morning hours, this blood turn to dynamite and silence the colors in Jesus' name. Let this all represent our spirit man, that when our spirit man has been summoned for evil, that he answers as thunder and silence the colors in Jesus' name. Bless us all. As we bring the oil within the body of Jesus Christ, let it go to our members and cleanse it. Go to our blood and cleanse them. Go to our bones and cleanse them. Lord, when we use oil on our hair, let your glory be about to our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
I want you to take that oil and anoint your head, forehead with it now. It's power now. You got power in your hand. Just anoint yourself in the name of Jesus. I want you to put your hand still where you anointed your head and repeat this prayer after me. Say, I anoint myself with this oil In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. May it be a sign of the seal of God upon my life. May it be a seal of all the prayers that I have prayed here today. As a result of this anointing, the Holy Ghost shall work a new work in my life. God's standard shall go before me and make all crooked paths straight before me, and all the curses of evil dedication is hereby removed, and the blessings of fresh dedication unto God shall pursue and overtake my life from today, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. By this anointing, from today, blessed I shall be in the city, blessed I shall be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of my body and the fruit of my ground, blessed shall be my basket and my store, blessed shall I be when I come in, and blessed shall I be when I go out. The Lord shall cause my enemies that rise up against me to be smitten before my face. They shall come out against me in one way. They shall flee before me in seven ways. As a result of this anointing, the Lord shall command his blessing to be upon everything that I lay hands on. The Lord shall establish me a holy person unto himself. In the name of Jesus, I shall be plenteous in goods, in the fruit of my body. The Lord shall open unto me his good treasure, the heaven, to give rain unto my land in his season. The Lord shall bless the work of my hands. I shall be the head and not the tail. I shall be above only, and I shall not be beneath. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, this anointing stands forever. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 I want the musicians to come. I want you to just cover your bottle. I want everybody just to rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As you rise up on your feet, I want you to raise both hands and just give him praise. Just say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you. I bless you. It's that simple, people. It doesn't have to be this any complicated. It's this simple. I just wanted to raise your hand and say, Lord, I give you praise. I thank you. I worship you. I bless your name for what you have done for me right now. If you didn't know it, God just did something supernatural. God did something marvelous. God just did something glorious. God just did something mighty. God just did something stupendous for you. And I wanted to give him the glory. I wanted to give him the praise. I wanted to give him the honor. I wanted to turn the microphones on for this moment. Musicians here, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want them to pick a good song that we will sing even as we end this service this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just give him praise, give him glory, give him honor. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for canceling the evil dedication. I thank you for receiving my new dedication. I've got a new name. I've got a new life. I've got a new lease on life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless his name. Worship him. Adore him. Honor him. Glorify him, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you, we worship you, we adore you, we honor your holy name. Come on, praise him, 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 as if you got something, because you got something, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless his holy name. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we honor your name, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let me give this minister a big hand as they go back to their seats. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you, come on, say it. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you so much, say. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. 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 We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord